Shvi'is Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph 4:1. The Mishnah moves on from discussing collecting stones and dirt from one's field, and now we discuss collecting firewood and grasses for feeding one's animals. The Mishnah says, Barishona, originally, Hayu Omrim, they, the rabbis, used to say, Malakit Adam Eitzim Va'avanim Va'asavim, a person is permitted to collect wood and stones, if that's in the Girsa, if that's the proper version of the text, Va'asavim and grasses, Metoch Shalo, Kederach Shu Malakit, Metoch Shel Chaveru. He can collect from his own property just as he collects from his friend's property. Et hagas hagas, on his own property, he can collect the large ones. The large pieces of wood is firewood, the large bits of grasses for feeding the animals, and just leave the small bits behind. By leaving the small bits behind, it's clear he's not clearing the field totally for planting, and he gets the benefit of having his firewood, etc., for use on his own property. However, just to clarify, on his neighbor's property, as we said before, a person can collect anything, large and small. But on his own property, the original version of the law was one could collect just the large and leave the small pieces behind. That would be sufficient to indicate he's not collecting for the sake of preparing to plant. Mishurabu Ovrei Avera, however, once the numbers of people who were transgressing the halachas of Shvi'is multiplied, Hiskinu, the rabbis made a tekana, Shiyehei Zemelakit M'toch Shalzeh, V'Zemelakit M'toch Shalzeh, that two neighbors, Reuven and Shimon, Reuven could collect the firewood and grasses and perhaps stones, if that's the Girsa, in Shimon's field, and Shimon could collect the firewood, etc., in Reuven's field, but not their own field. And not only that, but Shalo Batova, when Reuven collects the firewood from Shimon's field, Reuven may not even express thanks to Shimon for having allowed him to go into his field, for Shimon having allowed Reuven to go into Shimon's field to collect the firewood and grass, etc. Vein Sarach Lomar, and it goes without saying, Shiaketz Lohem Mazonos, that Shimon can't provide some food stipend to Reuven for collecting the grasses or stones or wood off of his field. Because, of course, in the time of the Mishnah, the economy was still largely a barter economy, and that's how you would actually pay people, by giving them food. So obviously you can't hire a person to clear off your field. That would undermine the whole point. The point is you're collecting for the sake of firewood and animal fodder and not clearing away the field so it can be planted. So you certainly can't hire someone else to do that work for you. So that's how the halacha now stands, that after this Mishnah and after the time that this Mishnah was set up and this Takana, one cannot collect firewood or grasses off of his own property, only off his neighbor's property, and the neighbor can collect off of his. The Mishnah is not coming to permit you to steal your neighbor's stuff. That's not the point. The food on the Shemitah year is hefker, but the firewood certainly isn't, and one can't go and take firewood from his neighbor without permission. But the point is, I guess, they would set up a society where Reuven allows Shimon to collect firewood because Reuven and Shimon both need firewood, and if Reuven lets Shimon go to his field, then Shimon will let Reuven collect from his field. As far as the Avanim goes, the Bar Tanura seems to not have that at the Girsa, meaning there's no mention in the Bar Tanura's explanation here of allowing or talking about collecting of stones. That would be relegated to the previous Perek. But even if not, even if the Girsa is correct, as we have it in front of us, and the original rule was that Eitzim Va'avanim Va'asavim, not just wood and grasses, but all the stones could be collected from one's own field. That was prior to the Gezerah, and after the Gezerah, the rules, as we saw them in the previous few Mishnayos of the last Perek, are in effect.